Hey, it's time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank. We're joined by our friend Mark Cowlin of Easter Maine Sports. Hello there, Mark.
Hi, Rich. How's it going?
Going well, thank you. My goodness, here we are getting toward the end of things in this fall season. It has been an exciting run here and, much more to go. Let's start with tonight. We've got a big Class B playoff game with Lawrence on the road at Wyndham tonight. How does that one shape up?
Well, first of all, Rich, we don't have anything tonight.
Oh, no.
That got moved to tomorrow, too, with everything else. Everything's tomorrow. But, but get back to your point. That should be a very interesting game. Wyndham's going to be favored, obviously. They, a top seed. But Lawrence is going to be tough. I as long as they can keep it low scoring, they got a decent chance.
Class C, a big playoff game, too, with Herman taking on Winslow tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll actually be at 1 o'clock at Hamden Academy. Should be much better weather than we're getting right now. And I think, again, Winslow comes in as the favorite, but, Herman had a lot of downtime. They started late. They missed some time during the season. Then, obviously their quarterfinal game, they didn't get to play. They advanced. But so it's tough to know, where they're really at. Even though we're at this point, the regional final, I think that game could go either way.
And exciting game coming up tomorrow as well with Oak Hill and Foxcroft Academy.
Yes, and that's tomorrow night. You can actually we'll actually have that game live. And Foxcroft's kind of been just rolling through the season and really haven't had much competition. But these two teams, Rich, have appeared. At least one of them have appeared in six of the last eight state championship games. So a lot of history there.
And also Freeport and Winthrop getting together.
Yeah, that got moved to tomorrow too. And the winner of that game will play Foxcroft or Oak Hill. And, I actually saw both of those teams during the season. And I think that's going to be a typical 2-3 game where, it could go either way.
And in the eight-man football world, the state's coming up tomorrow as Marinacook meets up with Dexter.
Yeah, and, neither one of them, Marinacook, I think, was number 5 in the south, Dexter number 3 in the north. And, I saw Dexter play last week, and it's very interesting. You usually don't see this in eight-man football because it's only for the offense, but their defense really showed up big last week.
Well, last weekend we had a lot of state championships in soccer and field hockey. What stood out to you last weekend on championship weekend?
Well, what stood out to me was that, first of all, the North only won one game combined in soccer and field hockey, and that was Lee Academy. But, how dominant Herman and Bucksport girls were all year, but obviously teams we don't usually hear about. Marinacook, beat Bucksport rather handily, and Cape Elizabeth defeated Herman. Just a lot of credit to those teams because, we followed Herman and Bucksport all year, and they just dominated, and then they were taken care of in the championship game. So it says a lot about the soccer in Class B and C overall in the whole state because we saw how good Bucksport and Herman were.
Yeah, no question about that. All right, let me drift off course a little bit and ask you this, because I know how I feel. Do you want Kyle Schwarber back with the Red Sox, and do you think they'll get it done?
Well, got mixed feelings. Yes, I want him back, but I almost rather have that money go towards pitching. I mean, they got plenty of money, and I think they'll spend it this offseason, but, just roster flexibility-wise, I don't know how him and JD kind of, fit in on the full 162-game season. But, yes, if he could be the first baseman and they can get him for – that's fine, but I'd rather load up on the pitching and if they're going to get a first baseman, get Freddie Freeman.
Right. Are you okay with trading away Bobby Dalbec?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind him being the first baseman either, though. I mean, I think they would be okay with him being first base. If that's what they ended up being, him the first baseman, I would be okay with that as long as they got other pieces they needed.
Well, there you go. All right, you got the lowdown from Mark. Now, where will you be tomorrow again?
I will be at Foxcroft Academy tomorrow night, Oaks Field, between the Oak Hill and Foxcroft. We'll be starting a broadcast about 6:45.
Been a few championships played there through the years.
Yeah. Dan O'Connor, we did that game last week at Foxcroft. As he said coming in, if you're at Foxcroft in November, you're playing a playoff game.
Darn right. Well, have fun with that. To follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything that's going on in high school sports and more. Mark, we appreciate it as always, and we'll wrap the whole thing up next week.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports, our high school report every Friday throughout the school year, presented by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.